Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tamia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. I have recently been out due to COVID, so I was calling to file a claim.
Okay. Hold on. I'll be glad to help you with that, and I can start by getting your social from you.
Yes, ma'am. It's 424.
424.
Mm-hmm.
498420. Okay, I'm gonna repeat it back to you to make sure where my mouth went. Okay, I'm gonna repeat it back to you to make sure it's correct. So that was 424-498-420.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Destiny Tate.
Destiny Tate. How do you spell Destiny? D-E-S-T-I-N-Y?
E-E. Two E's, no Y.
Okay. Okay, hold on, wait. Okay, so is it D-E-S-T-I? You said no I, right? Or no Y?
No,
man.
No Y. D-E-S-T-I-N-E-E.
Destiny. Okay. I gotcha. And what's your last name?
Tate.
T-A-I-T-E.
Mhm.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
September 10th, 1999.
And you said 1999?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, September, that's 9. Nice one, yeah. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, and English is your preferred language, correct?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
3rd year of college.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What's your mother's maiden name?
Brown. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, what state is that driver's license, and what's the driver's license number?
Alabama. My driver's license number is...
No, 972-2990. Okay, so that was 972-2990.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the options to receive direct deposit or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. It will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. We prefer direct deposit if you have a checking or savings account. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, you want this into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, what's that routing number?
All right, 314-972-853.
Okay, so that was 314-972-853.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's that bank account number?
It's 808.
808. 8.
Mm-hmm. 711-3778.
Okay, so that was 808-711-3778.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your address? Mailing address.
693 Sherling Lake Road, apartment 223, Greenville, Alabama.
Okay. 3677. Hello, Greenville, Alabama. Hello. I ain't say that. Greenville. And what was the zip code?
36037.
Okay, and then street, can you spell that street name out for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's SHERLING. And then Lake, LAKE.
Is it, okay. Is Sherlin Lake, is it together or is it separate?
It's two separate words.
Okay. Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's a good number? Is it the number you're calling from now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that number 251-593-5781?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, you said apartment who now?
223.
Apartment 223. Okay, so I have your address is 693 Sherling Lake Road, apartment 223, Greenville, Alabama 36037.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UT benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1729 McCurdy Avenue North, 187 Greenbrier Drive, 414 Lee Road, 197, 6113 Valley Station Drive, or you never been associated with these addresses?
Neither address.
Okay. And what month was Cynthia Tate born in? January, June, September, November, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person?
November.
Okay, which of the following cities have you attended college? Auburn, Brewton, Talladega, Troy, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay.
Well, I went to Auburn University in Montgomery.
You went to Auburn University in Montgomery?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, yeah, that probably would say Montgomery. Okay, so I just put none of the above. Okay, which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Javaris Tate? 22 to 26, 45 to 49, 59 to 63, 68 to 72, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person?
You said Jarvis Tate?
Mm-hmm.
That's my dad. He is somewhere between 45 and 49.
Okay. And in which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Butler, Alabama, Calhoun, Alabama, Macon, Alabama, Walker, Alabama. I said Walken. Walker, Alabama. Or you never lived in any of these counties?
Never.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was January the 23rd.
January 23rd.
Let me be sure. Because I left work and I came back from quarantine and then I got sick again. So I had to come back home. January the 26th.
January 26th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if you had if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent you from prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time you can provide proof that you're able to work. That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. And okay. Do you work for yourself on a business? Sorry, I'm just fumbling all over my words today. Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
A corporate office employee business. Okay. I work for AT&T.
Okay. Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Commission based, hourly and commission.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have applied, you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. What's, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I $30.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$9.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What does that mean?
Like, did you get your job through a union hiring hall?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
My doctor gave me a week from today. So, January the 21st. February the 21st, I'm sorry.
February 21st. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your job title and your job description?
Authorized retail seller.
Retail seller. Hold on. Oh, I spelled that so wrong. And what kind of retail did you do?
It's cell phone service.
Cell phone service, okay. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. And you said retail, you said you did cell phone. I think I'm gonna just put other because I don't see a description for your job. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, I'm still an employee. I can't, go back to work.
Yeah, because of COVID. Okay. And what's the name of the company?
It's AT&T. It should be on their BlueLink Wireless, probably.
Okay, I got you. BlueLink Wireless. And what's the telephone number for them?
334-382-8822.
You said 334-382-8822?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when was your start date?
May 3rd, 2021.
And when was the last day you had worked? You said on January 26th.
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Greenville, Alabama.
Greenville, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you expect to receive any pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and you said the reason you're set for the reason you're not working is because you received, correct? You got sick.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see. Put other. Working part time, leave of absence, position eliminated. I think I'm gonna put leave of absence. Okay, yeah, because you coming back, so you're not gonna be gone long. Can I have the name of the person who granted? Well, I'm not. I don't know if I should put leave of absence. So, is it a leave of absence? Like, does your job call it a leave of absence?
I have no idea what they're calling it. I've just been going through my area manager, and she's been going through HR.
Okay, trying to think of another reason to put. I don't know which one I should put. I don't want to put lack of work. And I don't want to put discharge because you wasn't discharged. And you didn't quit. I don't know. Okay, I think I'm going to just put other. And I'm just going to put no reason given. So when they do call you, just tell them the reason why it was because you was out for COVID. And can I have the name of the person who informs you? Oh, but do it still say discharge? Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Can I have the name of the person who told you to stay off?
My doctor's name?
Well, no. Did someone at work tell you informed you how long to be off?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Well, did you inform anyone or anyone that you informed
Yes.
that was on the job? And who did you inform?
Wandretta Andrews.
How you spell that first name?
W-A-N-R-E-T-T-A.
Okay, you said W-A-N. I think it, like, I ain't hear the rest of the letters because it kind of sounded like it was going in and out. And you said W-A-N.
D-R.
D-R.
Uh-huh.
And what's the rest? Or is this all of it? I'm sorry.
W-A-N-D-R-E-T-T-A.
T-T-A. Oh, okay. That's an interesting name. And what day was this? Was this January the 26th?
That was when I got COVID.
Okay.
So, but this last leave of absence was supposed to start taking place yesterday.
Okay, I got you. Okay, do you, Alexa, have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I have one now?
Do you, Alexa, have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And right now, I'm about to give you a pen. I'm about to give you a pen. Just let me know when you're ready for this pen.
Okay.
Your pen will be 2099.
2099.
Mm-hmm. And remember, a way to remember your pen is it will be the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay.
Let me see. Should almost be done. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. You will have an application for the Alabama Career Center system that will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file on the phone, the number you call each week is 800-752-7389. You can make your certification Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet, you should call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be, yes, ma'am, 4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision is made. Okay, Ms. Tate, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.